it's pretty rare that one person can do all three of these things well by themselves. And even if you can do all three things yourself, you might have to do that for a certain period of your life. But as soon as you can, you should really specialize in the thing that you're best at and try to find a team or someone who's like, you can have a synergistic relationship, who is better at the other thing.
I sent two units. They're bringing her down now.
No, Lieutenant, your men are already dead.
The future is approaching faster than ever.
Technological change is speeding up, and your already maladapted evolutionary mismatches are multiplying.
In the future, the current version of you is already dead. The way around that is to keep learning, keep evolving, mentally, psychologically, physically, and financially.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Future Skills. I'm Ludvig Sundström.
And I'm Michael Seeding.
Okay, and in this episode, what we're going to talk about is whether you are an initiator or a refiner. And this is another one of our self-knowledge episodes, where we speak about knowing yourself better. And this is a really good principle, being an initiator or a refiner. So an initiator, that's someone who has a lot of ideas, like the stereotypical idea of an entrepreneur. And a refiner, that's someone who takes the idea to the next level.
Here's the thing. All work has three main parts: initiation, continuation, and refining. You need different characteristics to do each one of these really good, and most people are only good at one of these. So, here they are. Number one, for initiating things, you need creativity. For continuing things, as number two, that requires discipline. And number three, refining. It takes perspective and specific skill.
Yeah, and you could give a bunch of examples of how this works. So, and where you draw the distinction between someone who's an initiator and a refiner in different industries of business. So, take the movie business, where you have an idea who has, they have an idea that becomes the movie. You know, often it's some book that's already successful. And then you have a professional scriptwriter who turns that book or idea into a movie format. So the scriptwriter, who is the professional with a specific skill, they take that idea and refine it into the movie medium. And then if you take the music business, then you have, you know, you have the artist who has the star power. And then that artist usually has a team where the producer is usually the most important supporting person. And then that team refines the artist's songs and makes them even better and spreads them. And then if you take business, just, you know, business in general, then you have the entrepreneur, and that person has like some marketable idea and they turn it into business. And then that idea, I mean, that person finds an investor or board of directors. And these are people who have money, network, and experience, and they help to refine and scale that idea up.
I think a helpful exercise is to look at various industries and various people and try to identify them as either initiators, refiners, or continuators. And of course, you should do this on yourself as well, but that's probably quite difficult. So you really need to ask others.
Yeah, and like Mikael said before about the three steps, the three main parts: initiation, continuation, and refining. So, you know, there's a flip side to that too. So a creator might get started easily and have a lot of ideas, but they're usually not so good at following through on the ideas. And then someone who's a continuator, that's someone who executes a lot and they take action, but they'll just go crazy in any direction, and they don't have so much perspective maybe.
Many creators, they lack discipline, and they also lack an overview. So they can't really put whatever they create into a general context of society or business, for example. So if a music artist comes up with a tune or a song, they might not know that this one really already exists. Then they might also not know how to market it. And in the movie business, even if you have an original idea, it comes down to the scriptwriter and also, not least, the director into turning this into a marketable movie.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting with these personality types and how it's like distributed almost in the population, and also how that naturally creates kind of the value chains that we see in different businesses. So that's probably something that it's like underlying. It's really interesting.
I think the practical thing here for you is to think about whether you typically like to organize or perfect things, or on the other hand, if you just come up with a lot of ideas that you never really see to fruition. And what you also should think about, this is the maybe main practical advice today, is to think about who would you need to team up with in order to really see your projects to the finish line.
Yeah, because usually it's pretty rare that one person can do all three of these things well by themselves. And even if you can do all three things yourself, you might have to do that for a certain period of your life. But as soon as you can, you should really specialize in the thing that you're best at and try to find a team or someone who's like, you can have a synergistic relationship, who is better at the other thing.
Often it can be a little bit difficult, or you can feel a psychological resistance to working with people who are not your type. But it's important to overcome that problem, because if you are a typical refiner or continuator, but you don't have anything to work with, then you'll get nowhere. Even if you like working with other refiners, you really don't have anything to refine. And the same goes for just a group of only creators. They will just keep brainstorming and coming up with a lot of ideas, but there's no one to just see if they're really worth anything in the real world.
Yeah, yeah. I think you can either think about this if you have a team at work, how you are divided into these roles, what sort of role different people naturally have, or you can think back when you were in school and how sometimes you would get a group that was like, the dynamics were just perfect and you got things done without trying, because it just happened. Everyone just knew their part. Or other times you get like a really bullshit team where nothing got done, and like you had to challenge each other and have debates to get the least thing done.
I actually used to think that I was a creative genius, that I came up with a lot of new ideas. And I actually thought that even when I worked as an analyst in finance. But later I finally came to realize that no, what I always keep doing is just looking at other people's original ideas, and I just take them a little bit further. So I'm typically a continuator or refiner. I like organizing things, and I like finding patterns in what's already there. One example from present time is that when I look at highly innovative robot companies, They come up with these fantastic solutions for balance, for vision, for touch, for predictions, etc. But what I always also see is that they lack the imagination and they lack the discipline to integrate all these systems into just one robot. So I have plenty of ideas of how to really build a robust, an intelligent robot with very specific types of vision and hearing and analyzing capabilities that I don't see anywhere, not even in Google. And I know that these are buildable, but what I'm coming up with here, it's not really creative. It's just that I take a lot of existing ideas and I synthesize them just a little bit. And I think these kinds of insights about your own personality, you should, as always, get them into your commonplace where you keep analyzing who you are and how you can use that to optimize your own life.
Yeah, so as a final advice, as usual when it comes to these self-knowledge notions, try to think of it as a spectrum where you have these different personalities or personality traits on each side. And usually you're not going to be on either polar opposite end, but you're probably going to be somewhere along that spectrum, and try to think where on that spectrum you would place yourself if you had to draw a line. All right, that's everything for today. Thanks for listening, and please leave a review on iTunes to help more people find the podcast.
Yeah, it helps more than you might think.
Thanks for listening.